Yeah. I don't know what Windows was just doing right now. Like, I'm trying not to curse within the first 10 minutes of this. I restarted my computer at least 3 times. Derek was here. He saw it. And it was not even allowing you to select anything. Wi-Fi, nothing. And it said it didn't do my last updates, but we sat here and watched it say that the updates were complete.
Yes.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Get it together, Microsoft.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. We're back at it, though. We got it together. We're gonna do our thing. We're gonna hit the intro. We're going through this show, and then we're going to discuss anything and everything that's going on in the wonderful world of professional wrestling. So stick with us. Give me a chance. We're gonna get this thing done tonight. Appreciate all of you who are here, and happy birthday to E in the chat. Make sure you guys wish my man Eazy-E a happy birthday. Let's get into this intro. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. Let me do the intro right. Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, being joined tonight by the man in black, the man who stole my championship.
Ha. In my quote unquote self.
I need my title back, y'all. Make sure that you guys are in the chat. Hit that like button if you could, one time for the one time. I see a bunch of people in here. If you usually watch on Twitch, come on over to YouTube. Help a brother out with a subscribe. We greatly appreciate that over here. Hoping to get some good news for you guys some point next week. So keep your eyes peeled on Twitter, the channels, at EPW Show for everything. You guys know where to find me. I'm hoping to have some good video game news. We are going to talk WWE 2K24 and AEW Fight Forever at the end of this. So if you're interested in that, stick around. We'll have some good stuff for you guys when it comes to that. How you feeling, Derek?
Chilling, chilling. Luckum. Ooh.
Let's get into this real quick. E first, or excuse me, wrong E. Eric Douglas was in here. Happy birthday to me. Oh, it's his birthday too.
Oh,
It's all
happy
the Eric's
birthday.
birthdays. Happy birthday, Eric. Yes, we're going to talk about some of those matches that were announced for Revolution. Yes, Terrell, welcome, welcome. Mike, thank you for being in here. Matt Lopez, good evening. What up, Matt? BJ has also joined us tonight. Thank you, BJ.
Beach.
Another Matt Taven fan in the house.
It's Matt Haven.
Deanna in the house. What is good? Appreciate you, Deanna. I'm just trying to keep up with all of the comments here. Look at here. Boom, boom, boom. XG Dub, appreciate you. Watch your mouth. Let's see here. BJ's asking, what's everyone looking forward to at Revolution the most? I think the Sting match for me and the Triple Threat have my attention the most right now.
Yes.
I'm actually, oh, and I'll take that back. I'll also add in Deonna Purrazzo and Timeless Toni Storm.
Yeah.
It's one of the good things. Rob yelling, let's go already. How dare you, sir? You don't know what was going on up here. I had a moment of, I was about to bust my TV up like 49ers fans this week. What's up with this? I was tight. BJ, I think you're going to be surprised what I have to say about Matt Taven later. There's E. E's in the house. E promoting the Discord. Thank you. Thank you. We have a great Discord community. BJ just also showed me how to put a bot in there, and we have a news update bot. So that's pretty cool.
Fresh with
Yes.
new info.
And I'm going to apologize now if I cough. Got a bad cough today. I don't know what it is.
Say, what a change, bro.
For real. Pro Wrestling Shoot said, having issues, brother. No, computer issues it was tonight. Nightbot, thank you. Says, I'm the current champion. That's all you got to do? Boom, money. That's how we do it around here. Cray, what up? What's good? Appreciate you. Clown says, evening, everyone. Hope everything is well. Clown, I hope you are well, my friend.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Nigel McGuinness is number one contender for the Derek Player Hater World Championship. I think it's a triple threat with Nigel, Drew, and Derek, honestly. Top tier haters. Hey. Top tier haters right there.
Got to be consistent.
Yes, and once again, it's also Eazy-E's birthday and Eric Douglas' birthday, so shout out to both the E's in the chat. Double E, E40, E80 tonight, whatever it's going to be. Make sure you show them some love, man. All love for E, man. I knew we got along too well. We got a similar sign, man. Team Aquarius right here. I need you to stop that Seth laugh, Derek. It's bugging me out. Guys, big announcement right now. Tickets for All In are available if you haven't gotten them yet. You know, huge surprise here.
Huge.
Huge, baby.
Huge.
Yo, that's a local thing. That Fusillo.
Is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't care about that. Derek, if you don't put that title down. My man Derek's feeling it tonight. We got a loaded lineup here for the show here. Put a little Valentine's on there for people interested in it. But Tony Khan lays out the card, lets you know what's going to be on the card. And they did their thing.
Yes,
did their sir. Thing tonight. Let's get into this card, man. Let's not waste any more time. Let's start off with the opener. I could have swore I put this graphic in here, and I don't see it. But guess what? You know what? No, no. Tony Khan, stop putting this bull crap up when I last needed it at the last minute. Dax Harwood versus Jon Moxley. I'm not putting up the graphic. I have it on my phone, but guess what? Not doing it. Those in the Facebook group know I have it.
Right.
We got to ask, how was Dynamite? Deanna said Team Aquarius too. We are the nation. Happy Black History Month, by the way.
We are the domination.
Dynamite tonight. Jesse said he missed it. He was over on Beach Bites channel. Shout out to them. Check them out if you're into video games as well. Pro Wrestling Shoot is crushing it. And Beach Bites as well. Free promotion for you. Don't say I never did nothing for you, brother. Derek, what are you thinking for Dynamite tonight, though? Did you enjoy tonight's show?
I did. Tonight was good.
I don't think it was a home run like last week. No. Like last week was a home run. This week, I think they hit like a double or a single.
Yeah, I'll go to double. Double sounds good.
Double's fair, right?
Yes, standing double.
But I wouldn't say it was hot garbage, though.
Nah.
You know what I mean? he said Dax and Mox got beef. Snug match. They were them in there a little bit.
A lot of thuds.
lot of respect.
A lot of meat burning.
I wasn't upset with it, though.
No.
It looks like it's going to lead to a matchup for them.
I you know what? What was the last time they actually wrestled against each other?
Those
it's been
two?
A while, right?
Been about a minute. Been a minute. They had a good match, though. I like that they had the different fighting styles, like, clash here a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, Moxley's the brawler. You got, like, the tag team wrestler. This was good.
Yeah.
This was good.
No, I definitely appreciate seeing these two go at it. Even if they do have beef, at least you know how to make it look good and safe at the same time.
Look at you.
Appreciate it.
Look at you.
Only for the time being.
Get this man out of here, folks. Get this man up. Get this man up out of here. Somebody come get him. Somebody come get him.
Somebody come get her.
Mox wins. No surprise here with the choke out.
Yep.
But snug match, like E said. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was it, man.
Yeah, and then oh my god.
What?
Claudio. Oh my god, I was trying to remember his name.
Oh, the beatdown afterwards? Yeah. Yeah. So Mox doesn't let go of the choke. Cash Wheeler said, "I've had enough of that shit." Right. And he just comes out and he just starts pounding on Moxley. Claudio comes out, rocks him. This should be a fine tag match when this finally happens. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, this will be dope. This will be
next week on Dynamite. So be here next week if you want to hear about that. Hopefully we can start on time. Thanks, Bill Gates. Freaking Microsoft and these updates, bro. Bullshiggity.
Richest man in the neighborhood.
So yeah, the beatdown begins, and it looks like we're getting a matchup between them next week. I really think FTR should get the dub there, though, if they're the tag specialist.
They should. There's no reason why they shouldn't get the dub here. They're the true tag team. They're the true tag team out of the four. So, well, I don't know. I just don't see anything where you could say Mox and Claudio deserves a win on this.
They have, they're higher up in the tag rankings, though, Mox and Claudio, just because FTR's been doing more trios and collision stuff. So maybe, but I'm expecting a good fight, and I know that they're going to deliver.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Lopez had a very good opener. He said, "I hear that, D. Haha, then I win." Dax is straight Mid-South style. Somebody come in and get her. She's dancing like a. John Moxley's the new Captain Planet. Where's my boy Yuta been? Yuta'll be back in no time, starting stuff on Rampage and Collision.
Old menace.
Right?
Society.
I wish. I was thinking Top Rope Splash. Oh, that was to Terrell. He said, "When will we get a RKO by Deanna?" Gets RKO by Deanna. She says she's coming off the top.
Don't get caught like Carlito or
Matt Sydal, yeah, when Matt, he was Sydal. Evan Bourne. Evan Bourne got it bad. Carlito's one of my favorite ones, though. Like the little whoop, 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 RKO.
that was good. But Matt Sydal's, whoo. Ah. That's got to be the best one. That's got to be the best.
Impeccable timing.
Yes.
We could do a show, Greatest RKOs, one day. We go backstage after this. Don Callis is back there with Takeshka and Powerhouse Hobbs. Sounds like Takeshka's got a match at Revolution. Will Ospreay and Takeshka.
Yeah, buddy. That's about to be.
I Takeshka deserves this.
He does.
Will Ospreay is going to make an impact, no pun intended. And this is going to be great. This is great for all parties. Yes. It's weird though that they're both like part of the Don Callis family. So is this where you make Ospreay a babyface?
Yes. At least I think so. I don't see why you wouldn't, but then again, you know, there's always a greater picture to the madness. So, you know.
Touche. Takeshka versus Ospreay, that's fire, for real. I feel this is the beginning of Ospreay leaving the family and being on his own.
Which I believe he should do.
BJ, consider Revolution elevated. Y'all was listening to that right before I went to the gym, bro. That's one of my, like, New Japan has a couple songs that I love. My favorite song is Tanahashi's, for anybody who never has known. Liger's really my number one, but he's not around anymore. But the Go Ace! And you just got him playing the guitar. Oh, it's beautiful. But then right underneath that, though, not too far, it's that Will Ospreay elevated. When he turned away from that, when he became a heel, I was pissed. I was like, nah, we got to get that back, baby. We got to get that back. And he finally started using it again towards the end. By the way, if you did not see that New Japan cage match, please do. Please do. I'm not kidding. Please do. It's a banger. It's a banger. A
bit hot fire.
Wardlow versus Derek's favorite, Barrett Brown. Derek, tell the people about Tell the people about this match. What do you remember?
I remember that big old knee brace.
I remember that knee to the face.
Oh yeah, that yeah. that was cool. I don't know, bro. Like, are we going back to rebuilding Wardlow again?
I think they've been trying to. The problem is you can't keep doing that.
Yeah, no, it has to, at some point in time, it has to end. And it, if you really, really want to get that push for Wardlow, then you really got to put somebody in front of him that needs to give him that competition. And I think it's time for that anyway. I mean, we've already started the Wardlow tour of pretty much just like smashing everybody, which is good because that's what you want to showcase. You want to showcase the man having his outright strength being displayed to the world. But I think you also need to start displaying that strength against someone else who has similar strength, if not stronger.
Yeah, we can't keep doing the squashes. We've been through this before. Wardlow's just had too many start stop pushes, yeah. Hurt people.
They do.
It's just been rough. The yeah, we just got to get Wardlow back to a spot where he can do something. This was a squash match. We spent more time talking about whatever we were than how long this match was. It was a squash. We got there. It was lovely. Waiting to see where we go with Wardlow, I guess, is the best thing to put it. Let's get into the next match on the card. We're at match 3 already. Adam Copeland versus Daniel Garcia. Derek, you want to hit the dance one time? Inappropriate. Adam Copeland. We had ourselves a good match here. Not going to lie, he definitely went to go do the surfboard, wraps the legs around with the knees, and then did the dance. Daniel Garcia had us laughing.
Yes.
Me and Derek were like, yes, yes, that's what you do.
That was perfect. That was a perfect time to do that.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen here. Chat, if you have thoughts, please tell me. What are they going to do now with these two? Like, you guys saw this. I thought this was going to be the main event. I was going to talk about how love was in the air.
Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day to all of you as well. I forgot to mention that.
Yes.
I hope you got some chocolates at least.
Yes. Chocolate covered strawberries.
Keep them flowers somewhere else. Don't give me that. You bring me that chocolate.
Right.
Any chocolate.
And if you do buy flowers, please put some aspirin in them.
Milk chocolate.
It'll help longevity.
I like dark chocolate too. I don't discriminate.
Listen, dark chocolate's healthy for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It all tastes the same, baby.
Yes.
Anyway. This is highly inappropriate where this conversation is going, but don't worry, this one's rated E for everybody.
I was gonna reference an alter ego.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
Or,
Derek, I need you on your best behavior. Let me get serious here. Said it. Yeah, it's been a long time, so I feel like we're creeping up on something bad. Got to happen soon with you. So let's keep it right here.
That's why we got the unsolicited YouTube channel.
This is true. This is true. Shout out to my guy Hubs. You know what? Just because Derek mentioned him, we're gonna put Hubs' channel in the chat box for you guys right now. Make sure you check him out.
I got
hopes. Clash of the Podcast live every Monday, 6:05 Eastern Standard Time. This match we didn't get a conclusion to this match.
No.
We had Christian's family come out with Mother Wayne, and they put a beatdown on Adam Copeland and Daniel Garcia. So is there someone who's getting the title shot here? Like, that's why I wanted to ask everybody, like, where is this going for you for the pay-per-view? Like, who's going to get – we can't do another triple threat, can we? No. Because you didn't get that match, but are they just postponing this match maybe and then redoing it? Is there a way to get, like, maybe instead they go Adam Copeland, Danny Garcia and Matt Menard versus Kill Switch and the homies.
I mean,
and Christian Cage and Nick Wayne.
Yeah, I think that would have to be the way to go. Because I don't think I think if you you bypass that, then it extends further than it needs to be. And I don't think that's what they want. I know I speak for myself. I know that's not what I want. So I think you have to go.
Maybe, well, at the end of this, Adam Copeland eats a concerto from Christian. So maybe that leaves just Garcia is going to fill in for now, and then they come back to their story. Yeah. It's a great way to keep start pause for like 2 weeks. Start pause. Yeah. BJ and me were talking, and he's like, is Adam Copeland going to get taken out every couple weeks? Is that in his contract? He's been putting on some good matches, though, with the young guys. Yeah, he's kind of filled the role of Punk, where Punk was.
He has. Which is
to,
good.
To that level that Punk did it, I don't think so.
No.
But I think he's done a good job with it.
But you know what, though? I think a lot of people are very receptive of Adam Copeland. And I think that's why that seems to be working.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it also could have worked with CM Punk, but you know, we won't touch on that.
Well, more on that momentarily. BJ says Wardlow's knee brace scares me. E says Wardlow looks like a total Melvin. It's the haircut. This was a good one. Didn't expect no contest. Me either. Let's see here. Either a triple threat or Daniel versus Christian at Revolution and Adam Copeland cost Christian the title.
You could do that.
I'm with it. Can we get Garcia out them weird pants, though? Them jeans are weird, man. Get this guy back in his the trunks.
Something like
listen, I'm gonna say something crazy that some people are gonna look at me wild for saying this, bro. And Derek knows I've said this for a long time. I feel like Daniel Garcia and Wheeler Yuta are your modern day Eddie Guerrero and he who we shall not speak of.
I agree with that.
I'm just saying, like, they're workhorses, they're in that upper, yes. Like, yo, these are gonna be your guys eventually.
Yeah,
once they're ready, I don't know what you want from them. Maybe you're like, hey, muscle it up. Hey, I need better matches from you. But yeah, they're working through it. Garcia's put on some good matches. Even though I dog you on here and I call him Captain Planet, he does good stuff.
He definitely does.
BJ says Adam gets taken out every 3 to 5 weeks. We cannot call him this name. I don't want to get copyright sued by WWE. Adam knows Daniel Garcia is a future star. That's why he hand chose him for the match. That's a fact. Christian and Nick Wayne wearing matching turtlenecks. He did have a shirt on that said, Christian is my father.
In a slightly darker black.
Lana. let's see. Lana! Uh-oh, Pro Wrestler Shoot says Dude Loves in 2K24.
Hey.
You know, ow, who's the happiest cat in the land? Ow. Hey. Where's all the sisters at? Hey. It's Dude Love.
Dude Love.
Yo, fire Derek right now. Breathalyze this man, somebody. Copeland is giving help, is different respect from the kids. Captain Planet and Danny's Dancing is a good team or good wars. I agree. That's where they should be in Ring of Honor if you wanted to make them feud over the world title. That would be a good place for them.
That would be perfect.
Give them a year-long feud down there. They should have started them down there.
That's what I would have done. That's what I would have
done. Yo, here comes Jesse. We just put the Pro Wrestler Shoots info in here. Jesse, actually, someone check that for me and tell me if it works. If it doesn't work, I'm going to have a problem. I'm going to fix it, but I'm going to have a problem. Pro Wrestler Shoots said, oh, have mercy. Dude is the happiest cat in the land. Yo, Dude Love was funny. So do we get the three faces of Foley is being asked. I hope so.
Yeah.
I need Cactus Jack. Look at this. People are asking about the Rock and Sock connection. I'm glad we're talking a little WWE tonight on this. Let's keep going through.
Sock connection was dope. It was dope back in the day.
Ow. I'm right here. Why is he not talking to me, Mick? Mick, will you tell Al? That's one of my favorite promos with Al Snow and The Rock. Yo, The Rock was a lot better than people give him credit for. I swear. Yes. Hilarious. I was just watching promos by him this week, and I was just like, yo, dude is good, man. Next up, that boy Samoa Joe. Swerve Strickland. Hangman Adam Page. I'm not going to lie. Samoa Joe looks great with that championship.
He does. In front. He does. Honestly, I would change the sports jacket. I would make it black.
Let my man Joe rock, man.
Maybe I would do black or maybe a gunmetal gray with a nice what do they call that? That goes in the pockets.
Handkerchief?
Yeah, there's a technical name for it.
Handkerchief? This man's gonna look it up. Go ahead, Derek. Do your thing. So this was a good promo segment, I thought. Swerve looked better this week. I don't know what it was. Like, Swerve looked rested. Swerve looked like he was like, game on. I'm ready. Swerve brought the top tier game. Yo, Hangman Page is a hater in this segment.
He definitely is. Pocket square. There we go.
Derek, nobody calls those pocket squares.
They do.
The last time you called, tell me in a sentence the last time you pocket square.
Pocket square. I don't call it a pocket square.
Yo, chat, you tell me if you call it a pocket square.
That's what they call it. That's the technical.
Chat, you better be honest. Do you call that a pocket square? Anyone comes in here and starts lying, they're getting stomped. Rob, you're here, and you know I'm not joking. I'm dropping a Macho Man elbow as soon as I get down there. If you start telling lies, own saw. So, yeah, we'll see here. Need the four faces of Foley, just Mick Foley. Samoa Joe is amazing, for real. For real. I love it. Deanna said, an ascot.
That too. That's the one.
Ray said a booger ray. That was great. Mr. Sweat Rag.
Yeah.
Rockstar said, who put Mick Carter's in the main event? Whoa, you leave TK alone. Yes, Swerve did drop it Fight Forever. We are more on him later on. We got some good screens. I call it a man cloth, he says. That's not like something you wipe your ass with at the gym. Right. What is little burger tiles? The hell is that?
You got to hit up the.
That's that shit you find on the side of the throughway when you drive it. Yo, who threw out a whole team? I know we're sick. Yo, shout out to Shane. Shane in the house. He said, Shane says I call it handkerchiefs. What's good, Shane? Man cloth equal loin cloth. It's definitely a pocket square. Rob's getting beat up when we get upstairs. It's just gonna happen, bro. It's gonna be one of the Mean Street Posse beatdowns. Like when Shane punched X Pac and then they hopped in the car and drove off. It's gonna be one of those. That's it.
Yeah, honestly,
come on, X Punk.
I can't even lie, dude. I think the Mean Street Posse. When they used to jump people, bro, that was the best.
Nah, them boys used to get beat up, bro.
I know, but it was the best.
Rodney and Pete Gass, they used to get work from X-Pac and Test. Long story short, this was a good promo.
This was a good promo. Very.
Samoa Joe ended at perfect timing. He got tired of all the talking. I still feel like Joe needs to win this match.
He does. He does. And Swerve does not take an L per se in this match. I think everything will be focused on Hangman. I think Hangman will either get choked out or he'll get stomped out. One of the two, if not both.
Right? Deanna says the butterfly cowboy's eating the pin. Could be. Could be. That's my prediction. I think he gets choked out, actually.
Yeah.
Moving on, we did have Timeless Toni Storm. I did not get her graphic here for this, but Timeless Toni Storm was in a video called Wet Ink. The facials in this one were crazy.
Wet Ink.
I don't know if she was getting the tattoo like touched up more. I think that's what it was supposed to be.
It looked like it was getting touched up.
But yeah, they were going at it. Deanna Purrazzo says she's going to break her arms, B-word, because that intensifies the feud always.
Right.
So at Revolution, we will be having that. Don't forget Lufa and Mariah May will also be in the corner as Timeless. Toni Storm takes on Deanna Purrazzo. Should be good. Yo, Cray said Mishri Posse had me buy a sweater vest as a child. Come on now.
So you are a pro at the pocket square.
Stop calling it that.
That's exactly what it's called, bro. Pocket square.
AEW Fight Forever, you can fight at a beach in the water. That is fire.
It is fire.
$16.99 for three characters is a ripoff. I disagree this time with that. There's also a free DLC too with it. Don't forget that. They gave you a lot of free DLC. You're getting a lot of stuff in this one, and it's cheaper than the last one. It sounds like a W to me.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to take the good with the bad in it. And in this case, I believe this is a good. This is a good.
Yep. I mean,
three characters.
They're straight up telling you what they want.
Right.
Three characters for that. What? $6 per pack. What are you paying? $3 for one character and then the other three for an arena?
Yeah.
Not bad. It's actually less than that, but...
Right. Sometimes you got to let it rock. Sometimes you just got to let it rock. I get it. Why do that when you can just get the pass where everything just comes when it's time to come? But...
Hold on. Y'all about to make me defend AEW, and I'm not in the mood right now. AEW Season 4 should have nothing but match types. Mike, but how long does it take to test match types? Do they have time to put match types in? This stuff should be communicated. That's my issue. Communication is lacking. Free stuff for a broken game. I don't think Fight Forever is broken. I just think people aren't playing it.
Yeah, I don't think it's broken. I definitely think that...
There's a reason me and Derek didn't do our match. And it had nothing to do with that. It had to do with issues of playing that game against each other. And something could have went wrong. And the match would have only been 2 minutes.
Right, exactly. Sometimes you got to take the good with the bad. I know I said it before, but you got to take the good with the bad. And I think this is a good. This is a good win for them. I get it, though. You know, who wants to pay that much for a package, package of three wrestlers? I get that. But in some cases, we don't want to do... we don't want to rinse and repeat because somebody else does that. And we don't want to do that. And on top of that, when you get these characters, I think it hits harder on a personal level because you're like, yo, did you see the new release trailer for yada, yada, yada? They put, yada, blah, blah. You know, like you got to have that.
Let's save this. Please, guys, I promise you, stick around for the Fight Forever conversation. Put a pin in this, and we can have a deep conversation about this. I promise you. E makes a good point in there. It had to do with Derek winning. Nah, Derek about to pull out Malachi Black. Y'all know that was some BS in the beginning because he had already said, no, I got Malachi. I was like, nah, bro. You ain't about to have that Forest Field kick hit me. Ain't getting me. No.
Yo. Can't wait to get Buddy Matthews.
I would. Well, I hope we do. Like I said, pin that. We're gonna save this.
Yes.
Young Bucks versus Top Flight. Oh, excuse me. No. Programming note. Rampage is gonna be at 7 p.m. on Friday for those who watch.
Seven.
So. SmackDown still on at 8 for those who watch that.
Hey.
Young Bucks, Top Flight. Oh, and Collision. No Collision this week because of the All-Star game. So if you're an NBA fan, watch that instead. But
none.
Collision will be back next week. It will return.
Return.
Yo, what's up with the ad-libs right now, my guy? I feel like we're back in the studio. What is this? All right.
All right.
Yo. All right. That's it. We're done. Gloves are off. Young Bucks Top Flight. I had the graphic in here. I don't care. They're still wearing the same jackets with the blood on them. Whoop-dee-doo. Yeah. I don't know. I don't care about this. Too little too late for me with this. I want to be an EVP. You should have did this before.
Yes.
I don't like you anymore now because you did this crap.
Yeah. This is something that should have been flexed in the beginning. And I think if you would have flexed that in the beginning, I think things would have turned out differently.
They're trying to use something for heat that we said we didn't like, and that's not what made me. I genuinely did not like you for that, and I still stand behind that. Like, nah.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. I definitely think if you have your EVP role, your EVP role should be established in the beginning. Because I think, in my opinion, I think what turned everybody off from them is the fact that they were EVPs, but things were going so well. We didn't really pay attention to the fact that things were going EVP way. And now when things happen, now we started going away from being the wrestlers and throwing our EVP cards around.
Like you said, this came too little too late. And the best thing came after the match. So they win. They use the low blow. It's not the BTE trigger. It was the EVP trigger. Yay. Shivani gets in. They threaten to fine him. Blah, blah, blah. This is corny to me. Even as like heels, I'm like, ah, this is lame. So they're going to give him the EVP trigger. Darby comes out, makes the save. Darby gets a microphone and says, yeah, you know, first show, you guys never liked me. You always held me down, blah, blah, blah. He's playing into it a little bit. And he said, yeah, there was only one smart EVP, and that's for the Cody. Darby always felt like a Cody guy more than anybody else.
Yeah, I definitely think Darby would like, oh god, like think of like take the invasion, right? If you have the EVPs, which would be, and then you have Cody Rhodes as, I don't know if I can say his name, we'll say Company of the Past. We'll say that. I think you know what? I think that would have been like a great feud. Like you're repeating history, which I think would have worked for AEW.
Bro, like what Darby said was the truth, though. He said, I wasn't on the first show, but you had Brandon Cutler on the first show. He basically dogged them pretty badly, and then he said, you're going up against me and Sting. Sting's a man who has nothing left to lose. It's true.
Very true.
The EVPs made themselves number one contenders. It sounds like we're getting that match. So, yeah. Yeah. It's happening. Darby cut a fire promo here, though. I thought he spoke truth. This was the best promo of the night.
Darby always cuts a great promo.
He's cut good promos, but this is probably one of his best ones where he just came on. I was like, he's spitting the truth. He's spitting facts.
Right, yeah.
So... there wasn't too much that I could really say or complain about when it came to this.
No, it was delivered to a T as it should have been. And we can't ask for anything more.
Yeah, look, honestly, guys, I feel like this. They should have did this stuff when Punk was around. Sorry. That's how I feel.
Agreed.
Appreciate Hubs. Hubs came in showing some love. I see people talking. Mike, I promise you, we're going to talk video games at the end. I'm about to speed through a lot of this stuff. I like Darby's promo here. I agree with BJ fully. Matt Lopez said EVP's extremely vile P word. I can't say that. And it rhymes with bricks.
Or you could say it rhymes with tricks.
So we get Ospreay Takeshita. What's the context? Did I miss something? Honestly, I didn't hear it fully. So I just saw everybody going crazy on social media for it. Just because my house was loud for like that one promo moment. And I couldn't hear what Callis was saying. But it sounds like he's setting it up. And he basically said that no matter what, the Don Callis family is winning at this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So he took it as a dub. But I feel like it's...
Something's going to happen.
Yeah, something's got to happen.
Something's going to happen.
Bucks using cheese, old school versus new school. TK put the graphic for Sting and Darby versus the Bucks and Ospreay Konosuke for Revolution. And yes, Pro Wrestling Shoot, you did. Don Callis is saying he had the best talent on his team, so he's putting on the show stealer, the match of the decade. Yeah.
You know what? I'm not even going to even disagree with that. I those two going at it, man. Whoo.
Listen, all the homies hate Don Callis. Revolution stacking up, though. They got themselves some good matches here lining up for the show. We're getting real close to it.
On March 3rd.
Sunday. So, yeah, we're going to have a lot happening with that. The Bang Bang Scissor Gang are backstage. They decide that they want a 12-man tag for Rampage.
What?
Sounds like a cool story. Well, they're all together. Listen. You have to show them together because
yes,
in a couple of weeks, it's going to be Trios titles versus Trios titles. Combine that shizzy. I promise you. I'm done with it. Also on Rampage, we're getting Queen Aminata. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Can we get some wins for Queen Aminata too here?
Please. Yeah. Let's get some wins for her. She needs
possibly here, though, facing Anna Jay. Maybe. No DQ match. Jeff Hardy versus Sammy Guevara.
Ooh.
And Bang Bang Scissor Gang 12-man tag.
That match will be crazy.
Now, here's what we got lined up for next week on Dynamite. We are going to have Jon Moxley and Claudio versus FTR. Samoa Joe, Swerve Strickland, and Brian Cage versus Hook, Adam Hangman Page, and RVD. So we'll be doing a review of that.
Listen, I am tired of
what
the man getting so much.
Ooh.
Hangman. Like, bro.
Come on, Derek. He's been crushing, though. You gotta give him his props a little bit. Oh. He put on a good match last week.
He did. I'm just, I don't know. I think I'm at that point now where it's like, okay, go away. I've seen you. You don't deserve the title right now. Go away.
Yes. And shout out to BJ and Matt for providing the context for the Konosuke Will Ospreay match. It's going to be a banger, I think.
It is.
So those are the matches for next week. Next up, we had Sky Blue, Willow Nightingale. Yes. Willow delivered one of the best pounces in this. Sky Blue's ass went flying. Bad, bro. She went all over the place. Sky Blue had the match won, and don't forget the backstory here. Stokely Hathaway has been trying to work with Willow and Chris Statlander. Stokely, babyface, maybe? Still a heel, kind of?
Sounds like it's a very strong possibility that happens. And if it does, it's going to be fire anyway, because Stokely Hathaway, you are that guy.
I don't know why I had to put this up when Stokely was on. Yo, shout out to JD. Look back, Derek. It's okay. I'm about to cough. Yo, wild, my guy. Stokely saved the day for once, and Willow gets the win with the gut wrench power bomb, aka the doctor bomb, for the win.
You know what, dude? I actually like the gut wrench power bomb.
Oh yeah, it's a beast move.
It is like that. That's a true test of strength right there.
Matt Lopez says, "See, I wasn't the only one that thought Stokely was at the halftime show." No, you and Nyla Rose both did. Nyla Rose was dogging on Twitter. The pounce straight from, yes, yes, Monty. Every time I hear the pounce, bro, I think of Monty Brown, man, former Buffalo Bill, Monty Brown, also at that. But yes, good match. Willow and Sky Blue deliver. Like I said, I'm liking seeing the multiple segments with the women on the show.
Yes,
women's division has been stepping up. When people say that, oh, they need to do better, I think they have been.
Yeah, they definitely do happen. The more we get, the better it the product and the division becomes, and that's what we need. A lot of them need that showcase, and we want to see it, you know, more often than ever. So keep pushing it, keep doing what you're doing.
If you like what you're seeing, support it.
Yes,
that's the best thing I can tell people. Main event time: Texas Death Match. The AEW International Champion Orange Cassidy versus the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champion Matt Taven. I'm going to tell you guys the truth here. Orange bled in this match. Matt Taven bled in this match.
Yes.
Matt Taven is not a bad wrestler.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Now, do I think he should have been world champion? We can put up some debate there. In hindsight, they made the right decision, though. Compared to who else was in that Ring of Honor World Title match that we referred to.
I agree.
But Matt Taven tonight impressed. I thought he did a really good job. That Undertaker flight over the top rope through the table, yo, the man's was bugging, bro. He was bugging. He went through a table and almost.
Dude, oh my God.
He was wilding, bro. He was wilding.
No words.
No words for it, bro. It looked great. Orange wins with the beach break on the chair. Oh, we didn't even talk about. So, hold on. There were several things that happened in this match. I wrote them down. He goes through the table. Matt Taven puts it all out there, so I had to make sure we gave him props. Chuck Taylor leaves a box of chocolates under the ring, but it was a box of thumbtacks, you know, wrestling. Orange pulls out a chain and a bigger box of chocolates. He gets attacked by Mike Bennett. Trent comes out with the roses, pulls the old Al Capone gangster move. We'll just call it St.
I want his family.
St. Valentine's Day. Pulls out the pipe behind the roses, goes to work. He gets taken out. Here comes everybody else from the crews. They're getting taken out. Trent started off good. He's down. Beach break on the chairs. Orange Cassidy then finds a way to stop Roderick Strong. Adam! Down he goes. Orange Cassidy is able to get the win. It was a good day.
It was. Fire.
People in Texas seem happy. We know where this is all leading to. It is going to be for the International Championship, Roderick Strong, Orange Cassidy at Revolution. I do think, well, I'll save that for the prediction show for right now, but I definitely see Roddy winning this.
I would not be surprised if he does.
Right. Matt Lopez says it was awesome. The women's division stepping up, going with a big rumor name signing. It's going to be fire.
Yes.
OC versus Matt Taven. Put some respect on Matt Taven's name. I thought Taven was guiding that match. That's right. Respect. Matt Taven was shining brightly.
Sprinkle.
All those Melvin saw the genius tonight. But this was not a death match. But where was Danhausen? Don't know.
Yeah.
Need more Dan. The problem with Danhausen and Orange are they're the same character.
Yeah.
I've said that. So one needs to be on Ring of Honor and the other one can be on Dynamite. You can't have them both.
Yeah. Well, one or the other has to go. And it's not because of.
It's similarity.
Yes.
Why they need to go away, because they both do similar gimmicks with like comedy and silliness. Guys, put your thoughts. Review tonight's show. Derek, what did we say tonight, man?
I'm gonna give it a thumbs up. I'm still give it a thumbs up because it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It didn't hit like last week. But it wasn't bad at all. So I'm still going to say a thumbs up.
Yeah, I'm going to give this show a... I'm going to go 7.5. I think that's fair.
You know what? I can agree with that. 7.5 is good. Yeah. 7.5 is actually great.
I agree, BJ. Adam! All right. You guys fill it up in the chat. I'm going to run them across the screen. Deanna said thumbs up. Appreciate it. What do you guys want to talk about first here? We got plenty of stuff here to get into.
Nah.
Hold on. I'm deleting some of the stuff here. We got a lot of stuff in here. A lot of files right now. We found out, let's talk WWE for a second. We're going to jump into a little 2K22 talk. Matt Lopez has 7.5, EPW 10 out of 10, Windows Update 4 out of 10. That's the Bret Hart answer right there. That's some shit right there. E said thumbs up. I agree. This was a good show this week.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Let's take a look at some of the WWE updates we saw this week. We did get pictures of Bret the Hitman Hart and Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Now, see, we need the Hart Foundation up in this piece. This was Hart Foundation like 97. I need Hart Foundation like 88.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun. We need that Jimmy Hart one, too. That's my favorite version of that song.
Yeah, that was the best version. That was the best version.
Yeah, so that's a screenshot of them right here. I'm pulling up some more. We found out some stuff about the showcase. We found out Bray Wyatt's going to be in. It looks like they're going to have the Firefly Fun House match. I'm sure you remember that, Derek. That was the WrestleMania where we watched. This was like the beginning of COVID. Yo, yes. I almost said the bad word, the pandemic. And me and Derek, definitely, I remember that day. We ate chicken fingers that day, and they were good as hell, bro.
Yes.
Moms was in the kitchen cooking.
Yes. You know what, man? Shout out to Bray, man. Every time I scroll past his page on Instagram.
Appreciate you, BJ.
It definitely pulls a string because he'll tell you, like, I was behind Bray Wyatt from day one.
R.I.P. to Bray, man.
And like, this is similar to me, like, not similar circumstances, but similar to me as when we lost Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a tough one for a lot of people.
Yes.
BJ said AEW's that hot and honey pizza from Pizza Hut. Facts. Bret Hart with the, oh, this is from the Clash of the Podcast. I'm walking here. What are you doing? Bray was a genius. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just glad we get to play through that match.
Yeah, that's going to be dope.
We get WrestleMania 17 here. I like it. So we get a little classic Rock, Stone Cold. I don't know if we're getting the Disturbed theme.
Honestly, I can live without the...
Here you go. Don't be giving them no outs. Y'all better call up Disturbed. We ain't getting that theme, I don't think. If I'm a betting man, Disturbed probably drives you crazy.
Oh, big time.
Here is WrestleMania 20. Now, the Iowa is actually straight ahead, is how it's supposed to be. But look at this bad boy right here. Eddie Guerrero, Kurt Angle. Look closely at Kurt Angle. The straps are down.
Yes.
So Kurt can pull down the straps in this. Kurt and Eddie should be fan-freaking-tastic.
Right, yeah. You can't go wrong with this. This is something that we needed. Something that needed to happen since day one. Love it.
Yep, the ramp camera looks nice. Yeah, I agree. WrestleMania 20 arena is gorgeous. Yes, they did it right. I wish that they made this the entryway. Since you could flip the cameras, it would be the exact same thing, just the other way. But right. You know, wishes were fishes. They even added one of my favorite matches here for it. Here is Bret the Hitman Hart and Rowdy Piper, WrestleMania 8. They're hiding Brett's face. It looks like Brett's, they still got to get Brett's face right, but
yeah,
they got Piper's attire perfect in there for someone who's watched the match like a million times.
They do.
I love it. I think it's going to look great. Hopefully they can have the blood splatter in there like they did in the real match.
Oh God, that would be
Piper,
awesome.
Piper holding the ring bell over him.
That, oh, come on.
The blood looks good in the game too.
It really does. Look at that.
Rhea Ripley looking fan-freaking-tastic.
Rhea.
I heard Rhea's got a pretty dope finish. Here's some more from the Firefly Funhouse where Bray is into his Firefly mode and then the prototype John Cena right there.
Yes, the prodigal son.
And here's WrestleMania 39's arena. Asuka, look at that roof up top.
I'm not even going to lie. After just looking at this right now, I thought this was a real picture.
See? They got him.
I'm not even going to lie. They got him.
They got his ass. Got him.
Got him.
Glass Shatters by Disturbed is good, but he had a couple other Jim Johnston themes in 01. Yeah, and they can substitute those in. I hope they still have the rights to those. WWE's been doing some weird stuff with the music.
Yeah. They need to fix that. It's either fix it or stop touching it. What are we doing?
Right? Matt Lopez says, legit saw WrestleMania 8 today, saw the Bret Piper match. So damn good. It's a great match.
Oh, my God. Thank you for, listening to the people and giving us what we wanted.
This is why Fight Forever is important for those in the chat who wanted to say it wasn't. I'm about to get on my ish in a minute here. Piper Gold Dust. Can't be having no white Bronco out here in these streets. No. And y'all know that ending. I can hear people calling up, crying the blues as soon as that happens. Fight Forever needs to have the belt a weapon like No Mercy. I do like the jump to hit with the belt.
Yes, who did that a lot? Someone.
Shane.
Yes, Shane. Yes,
Shane with the chair and the belt. Shane used to jump up and be like, ah. Brett's favorite because of the psychology. You actually find a ring bell ringside naturally. Yes.
Yes. Well, Shane used to do that, bro.
Like, at least there's no WrestleMania 9 matches in the showcase. I know, but I like that arena though. That's the one thing that gives an edge for me over WrestleMania 11. It's that arena. Don't be giving me no Diesel Shawn. I don't want to see that crap. that was probably the best match on that card, truthfully. But yeah, no. But you speak of outside. You know who's outside? Swerve's outside. AEW Fight Forever, Swerve at the Beach DLC. Not many people in the crowd, but the beach looks dope.
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 They got water. You can go out there. You can put tables in the water. You can slam people in the water. It's pretty dope, and they even added like water physics to it. I'm happy physics with that. Yo, Derek, I'm about to fight, bro. I've wanted Shane's flying jumping chair shot in the game for decades. Look at, you can fight in the water. This is what I'm talking about. Show the beach at night. I don't know if I have one of those. Actually, I might here in a second. Season 3 pass, if anybody wants to know. So you could get Swerve for 10, or you could just pay an extra $7 and get all of this and then some.
Just pay the extra 7. Just think about it.
Why not?
Right. Just think about it. When it's time for video games to get that, that video game currency, you're going to end up seeing that stuff anyway. So,
honestly, it's a great way to support, too. Like I said, why Fight Forever is so important to many people is because you could actually get in here and you could see a lot of stuff that people were trying to do.
Right.
Like, would 2K24 be as good without Fight Forever?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a good question, bro. I think it would be here, but I don't think it'd be on the level that it's on.
The XGW homies and myself have this conversation often, and it seems like they step up when competition comes up because they want to remain number one.
Absolutely.
I think it's good for competition to have that stuff.
Man. Absolutely.
Here are some pictures of Claudio. This is taken from a video, so if it's a little grainier, just roll with me here. All right. We did put up a short earlier today that could use some love. Make sure you guys check that out for me as well. Hit the like button on it. But those are the three models there, and I'm happy with them.
Yes.
And there's a free DLC. It's called Freebie for the Fans. 5 new music tracks, 10 new ring attires.
Yes.
Now,
In
the Season Pass 3, you're going to get content of Swerve Strickland, Claudio, Jamie Hayter, day and evening beach maps, 42 skins and attire options, loads of new moves, and premium music tracks.
Hey.
Listen. I get people want the match types. I get it. Trust me. I'm with you. Yes. I'm with you on the match types.
Yes.
But look at that. Look at that. And Swerve's hitting the gritty, by the way, during the stuff right here.
The good old gritty.
So there's stuff right there for you guys. It's good. It's rolling up.
It's taste.
Let me see here. See, this is the fun stuff you can add without trying to go shot for shot with 2K. Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, you're not competing with them.
No, you're really not. You're competing with yourself right now. And the way that you compete with yourself right now is how you compete with yourself to get yourself better.
2K's out here trying to make bread off of the $130 dishes they're trying to sell to get people to get them early. Fight Forever needs to try to establish itself as a great game and continue to add things to it.
Yes. Add on top of what you already have, and then add on top of that, and then just keep rinse and repeat. And more often than not, a rinse and repeat is not going to let you down.
People get mad. I don't care. I still say, if you ask me, better controls, give me Fight Forever all day. Gameplay, I will take Fight Forever all day. Fight Forever fails, though, in the modes department and the marketing department and how to communicate what you are doing.
Right.
It could be 10 times better. That's where WWE outshines them. WWE has put on showcase trailer, got people hyped for it. I'm ready to get in there and do all the Macho Man classics, the Stone Cold, the Rock. You got every daggone WrestleMania 39 match that you could in there. Do it.
Let's go.
You know, that's the stuff that I would like to see them learn from.
Yes.
Take your time. Please. Get into it more.
Please.
Extend your stories. Do what you got to do. It's just good marketing. Like, I didn't like that we found out today what the price was and what the DLC was the day it drops. But they're also trying to prevent people from leaking stuff. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. So when your season threes are going to drop, just drop them like you did then today.
Right.
Say season three's price will be this, and you guys will find out the day before what's all going to be included in it.
Right.
Boom. Give people time to get excited for it. Like,
yes.
That's the thing I think that's missing from Fight Forever. There's no time for excitement.
No.
You're finding out stuff illegally, then people are like, well, don't say that. We haven't said that officially yet. And I'm like, dog. People want to be excited about stuff. Let them.
Yes. Let the world be excited about what is potentially going to happen with the company or with AEW. Let that be the momentum driver for you to want to continue to buy this game.
Right. Matt Lopez says it's a good deal for $17. I agree. I popped at the comment, 14 people in the crowd. It's so realistic. Now, see, nobody was saying this when it was WWE, right? Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Were these not? No one was making these jokes.
Nope.
Hard out here. It's our last shot at a big time Aki style game. Listen, me and E will be the first ones to tell you too. Aki got screwed. Yeah. But I don't understand how you made one of the best games of all time and then it never kept continuing. Like, it made no sense. It was just because of the team they were with and the system they were on. And they could have went to Xbox, but deals happen, things change. Yes. But they should have been the ones to continue on as well.
Yes. Which is only fair.
That's why we want this to succeed and we want this to continue. But it's an uphill battle right now. They took the blood idea from Fight Forever and put their spin on it. I can see that. They also took throwing weapons from the Aki games and stuff too. Lots of that stuff was in before. Thank you, E, for the Discord drop.
Right, yes.
That's Simon Miller. Beach at night. Yes. I need to see the RTE match type sooner than later. I agree with that. I think they need to try to figure out a way to get cage matches in. I would love to see those by like the year that like anniversary release date. Yeah. Let's do that. So yeah. Match rules with toggles. Yes. I'd love to see the community manager like talk with us. Like, what do you want to hear about, bro? Like, right. We're trying to tell you. Like, at this point, you're not making money off the game, but if you produce a really good game, people will pay the $100 to get all like 6-7 seasons and the new updated match types. People will pay.
Yes, because at that point in time, they're going to spend the money, but then when it's time for those characters to come out, they already have them. And that's going to make the whole thing so much better than what it is now.
Right. We all know there's a season 4 and possibly Adam Copeland will be in it. Saraya as well. The features and modes are lacking still. Yeah. They could at least put in a couple of match types. Once again, though, Mike, sounds good, but how much testing do they have to go through to make sure those are good? It doesn't break something else.
Right, yeah.
There's a lot to it. I wish it was that simple. Trust me, brother. We need the match types. I agree with you.
Definitely need the match types.
E said they're starting to use the feedback, and it shows with this patch and the reduced pricing. Yeah, much better with this pricing. Season 2 has been the worst one to me so far.
Yeah.
That was one that even I debated on buying, but I bought it because I care about this. I want more than just 2K wrestling games. And I'm not thinking of just next year, 2 years from now. I'm thinking 5 years down the line. Yes. If AEW fails, you're not getting another game, people.
No.
Think about this. You're stuck. And what made wrestling games fun back in the day, Derek? You had Nitro. You had Thunder. You had Versus the World. You had World Tour. You had Revenge. No Mercy. WrestleMania 2000. Bruh, it hasn't been like that. It's been... You got 2K14? And that's not a slight at 2K. That's not a slight at THQ. We've missed out on having other wrestling games, bro. You've had to import wrestling games. People started playing Fire Pro because they wanted different games.
Right. And don't get me wrong, Fire Pro is actually dope. But the bigger picture is we need you guys to do what you should be doing and do what you say you possibly could be doing.
Right. I've just decided to put Fight Forever down till next year, see where it's at in the year, then drop all my money if it's good. Rockstar set wrestling code 2025. We'll see. I'm supporting that too. Jing Ping, I'm here to wish you all a happy and healthy new year and all your wishes come true.
Thank you. Thank you, Jing.
Jin, thank you. Appreciate you. E-Drones, Fight Forever sucks because nobody's playing it on Twitch. Shut up. Shut up. I don't care about that. It's just like when people pull up Steam numbers. I don't give a crap about Steam numbers. What does that mean?
Steam numbers don't mean anything. Steam is
cool. Who plays on Steam? You know, that's how I feel. I mean, I guess there's people on there modding and stuff like that, but are they reflected in it? I don't know. Listen, AEWs find ways to get people back into this game. And how you do it, I don't know. BJ definitely has taken the EPW championship. It's gone. He said the boyhood dream. By 2025, this will be a different game. I hope so.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it's supposed to be Fight Forever is losing my support slowly. But Mike, they should have gained your support back today.
Yes, by adding what they added.
Yeah, they gave, so people wanted free stuff. They gave away free stuff. People wanted Swerve. They gave you Swerve. People wanted Jamie Hayter. They gave you Jamie Hayter. These things don't happen as fast as people want them to.
No. And we got to remember, though, too. This isn't
2K's team where they're all in California.
Right.
Like, they make phone calls to the outside people. Here's 1,000 cameras. Scan Derek in the game right now. Okay. Right, yeah. Just give me 4 or 5 months to upload them and it'll be in.
Which was, regardless of what they say, in my opinion, that's a struggle. That's a struggle.
I just don't understand why. Here's another weird thing that I'll bring up. Why does 2K get a pass from some people in the community after they release 2K20? That should be... Derek, what are you doing? This is unprofessional, sir.
I felt the fire. I felt the
fire. For me?
Yeah.
I felt no, bro, because this is BS, though. They released 2K20, that messed up, glitched out game.
Oh, man.
And then everybody forgave them. Like, 22 came out. It never happened. It never happened.
They got expunged from...
And listen, the game, they did prove the game got better. That's it not did, my issue.
Yes.
But now everybody's like, yeah, I'll never pick up another AEW game again. Like, I have to read that, and I'm like, for what?
Right.
Why? What are you so upset about? The call mode? The call mode that they don't have that you're comparing to the company who's had 20 years of making video games and all of their stuff, their code is layered on layered on layered on layered?
Yeah.
You got to be fair.
Yeah, you have
to. I'm not saying give them the complete pass and say like, oh, fight forever. They deserve something. No. Take them to the woodshed. I'm perfectly fine with that. You know what I mean? Like, take them there and just be like, hey, you know what time it is. Put your dukes up. And take them out there. Like, that's what it's got to be, bro. No, I'm being fair, Derek. Like,
no. You're not wrong.
The creation suite sucked.
Yes.
Totally. Bro, why do we still not have Ring of Honor logos?
Yeah.
Collision logos. Like, guys, I get that you don't want us to be able to do it. Then let us make it. At least. That's the least you could do. Okay, we don't want to give you the current Ring of Honor logos right now. That's fine. Can we at least get the old Ring of Honor logos?
Right, yeah. So somewhere down the line, you have to negotiate what you want. And if this is what you want, you gotta go about it a strategic way and to get what you want.
And listen, I'm up for any conversation with anyone. 2K, am I going to get the game? More than likely.
Yeah.
Am I going to get Fight Forever's DLC? I already bought it. Right. All right, I'm about it. I told you, I'm supporting this game till the wheels fall off. I want them to do better because I need an Aki style game. The gameplay isn't the problem.
No.
I want this engine.
Yeah, this engine is perfect.
It's not the controls. Your issue are your modes and what you put into them.
Yes.
And I'm waiting for you to update them. And I'm hoping that there's an update that comes along that here's Liger's mask, here's some capes, here's a bunch of different things you guys can use in there. And yes, maybe Tony's waiting for the TV deal money. Tony ain't spending his own.
And that could be the reason why we haven't seen any other accessories for going forward. But I think all due time. AEW games are going to get better, regardless of what you say or what you feel. You gotta remember this is a company that basically starting out. On a new slate, we have to give them a chance. Just like we gave WWE that chance with 2K20,
or 22.
You just give it a chance. You got to wait. Sometimes good things come to those who wait.
Well. As you know, Paul White in the house. just got home. Renegade L2K says, sup, fellas. Was the honorary Big Show mentioned today? Was it his big WWF debut? Big business coming soon? Dear Lord, please let this be Mercedes. Just for the sake of
please, us. Please. Let it happen.
Mike said that's why 2K has my money, because 2K talks to talk and walks the walk and listens to their fans. Do they? It took a decade to get these match types back. Listen, I'm happy as anyone that they got people back.
Yes.
But some of these match types been missing since 14. It took y'all 10 years to do this. Y'all were busy. Think of some of the abysmal games in the last 10 years where they didn't add this stuff in. Didn't I tell you? This is what I'm talking about. You try harder when there's competition. All right? And I don't mean that disrespectfully. No. I mean that with total respect.
No, definitely. It's definitely coming from the heart, and it's very genuine, but we know.
Right? He said you can't spell business without BS. He said not the woodshed with the JR hat. It seems like they should have had those old ROH logos. I agree.
Yeah, they should. They should.
I was definitely waiting for that. So worth it. Good things come to those who wait. I think they had the right idea, but lacking execution. Yeah. Pro Wrestling Shoot said, ask Brian why it took so long. I may have to. If I get the opportunity, I may have to ask. I think they have the right idea. And honestly, I don't think it was Brian's team. I think it was the previous team that I don't know what they were doing. I don't even know what the long-term vision was.
No, you know what? I definitely think Brian's team had to pick up the slack of what wasn't, you know, going to happen. Once you start doing that, it becomes very difficult to
he's not thinking like that. His point is let's steer the ship right. What do we have right now?
Yeah.
All right, boom, yeah. Let's come back with, can we do war games now? Yeah, it's possible. There's more possibilities because they're not working with you. That was the end game. It was the execution and how to move away from there that screwed them up. That's why 20 was a mistake, in my opinion. Listen, it's out there. Support your wrestling video games, all right?
Please, please.
Matt Lopez says, it took them 10 years to add matches and modes we wanted, and in between they gave us trash like 2K20, that distraction called Battlegrounds, a.k.a. All-Star Ripoff. Woo! The previous team sucked, man. This new 2K team is killing it. Can't convince me otherwise. This year is making it right with the quality of life updates. Nah, you're not wrong with that. Like I said, it looks great. But remember the budgets, people. Fight Forever, $10 million. You know how much money it costs to make World Tour? $1 million. That's a Nintendo 64 game from like 1996, 97. $1 million back then, bro. Think about that. Now, video games, Tony put in $10 million, and guess how much games cost today? Yeah, we're going to need to at least see 500 mil. What the hell? No. No. It's not worth it. You see what I mean? Like, the cost doesn't play out.
Yeah,
2K has unlimited money. They got Grand Theft Auto, NBA 2K, WWE 2K. They got stuff to fall back on.
They do. They do. And that's the smart route to go. That is the smart way to win.
Pro Russell Shoe said, bro, I've been saying give Fight Forever a year. Yeah. Listen, give them all the time they need. Take your time at this point.
Please.
Put the stuff in right. I'm glad M. Dickey called them out. Nah, M. Dickey was wrong, though, for quote tweeting and going in there and trying to big up his stuff. I don't like that. Like, bro, advertise your stuff. If your game's good, your game is good, bro.
Yes.
I just don't understand why people feel like, yeah, let's kick AEW while it's down. Like, okay, you go make a game then.
Right.
You know, open up your own company. I'm excited to see what the game has a year from now. They're getting there. They're 4 months away. Marvel Spider-Man 2 had a budget of $315 million, bro. Ooh. Tony's 10 ain't nothing compared to that for the Marvel game. It's a live service game. I'm waiting for the choices. So that's all you can ask for, man.
Yeah.
And WWE's been better too with adding different things in.
Yeah.
WWE's going to try and get you to play my faction. AEW straightforward what the price is. You may not like it, but at least it's straight up. Like, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, just to piggyback off what you said, it's nice to have them like that. It really is, but yeah.
I'm just trying to see. Somebody asked what was Revenge's budget.
Ooh.
Getting it up right now. I got the eye pizzle right here. I'm looking to see. I can see World Tour had a budget. I'm going to the Wikipedia. It's the highest selling game of the Aki games. Great ratings, 8 out of 10. IGN couldn't trust them back then either. I don't think it says. I'm looking for a price.
Pure scummage.
Yeah, I don't see anything that says what their budget was. I can see World Tours is still that. They sold 1.88 million copies in the U.S. and ranking substantially among the best-selling N64 games.
Hmm.
Yeah. Didn't know that. That's if you believe Wikipedia, though.
Yes. We have all been taught that Wikipedia is not as reliable as we thought.
Oh, and hold on. Maybe they should have gone independent game makers cost less. And that's their other option, too. Maybe if the Wrestling Code does well, they're like, hey, you guys want to make our game? And we'll give you more money. Why not?
Right.
Ratchet and Clank Apart was 78 million. Rift Apart, excuse me, was 78 million. I think the 10 mil was across the mobile games, too. Likely hand-drawn animations cost more and take time.
Big time.
Rob said the budget was 1 million for that game, too. Did not know that. I never bought the game because it doesn't have what I want. In it, what I want in the game, I will buy. I understand it takes time and effort, but come on, man. I mean, Mike, you listen to all the old interviews, right? I want you to go back and just think of some of the interviews. Think of interviews with Kenny, interviews with developers on the Uke side, we'll say. Did they not promise way more was going to be in this? Did you not know how much money you were going to get from this? I'm pretty sure Tony was like, well, this is how much money I have. You weren't sitting there like, oh, 700 million. What do you know? Thank you.
Oh, boy.
So to me, you're BSing.
Right.
I'm blaming the devs.
Yes.
And would you pump money into it after you saw that call mode? I'd be like, nah, what is this, bro?
Right, yeah. We're releasing a 2.0.2. Let's fix that.
Right? E said Revenge is the top-selling wrestling game on the N64. No Mercy sold well, too. Budget was a million, Rob says. What did TNA have for a budget? Only God knows. Mike said, but they gave us what we wanted, and they took time with their game to develop. They don't rush like they do now. We'll see.
Sometimes all you got to do is take your time, and everything will plan itself out. Everything will go the way that it needs to go. Sometimes you got to take the leap of faith.
Yeah. So. E said Aki could have done it better. Listen, the main message I want to communicate is I want the Aki engine. They have it. That's what I want. Now, you may not like the art style. I'm okay with it. Could they have put more into the game? Sure. Do I wish we weren't paying for all this stuff? Sure. But we need to get better communication, better feedback, and the AEW has a lot of things they can learn.
They do.
WWE, congratulations. You got a lot of money. You can throw it around and throw it at every problem you got to solve it.
Right, exactly.
All right? So we'll see what happens on the video game front. We'll be streaming them. We'll get into it. I do have the Swerve content. I have not played it yet. I'm going to try and get into that hopefully for a little bit tomorrow. Hopefully I get some time to myself. But listen, for me and Derek, we are out for this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling. My voice is starting to hurt, so we're going to get up on out of here.
Sir.
So for myself and the man in black, the man they call Derek, we are out for this episode of EPW. And I enjoy talking video games with you guys. Catch us next week for another Dynamite review. And Clash of the Podcast is on Monday, 6:05. Be there. We are out. One.